Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of feminine energy. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Building resilience, that magical superpower that lets us bounce back from anything life throws our way. Ever felt like you were just barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when things pile up and it's like, oh honey, are you even going to make it through this week? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can totally rewrite that narrative. This isn't about ignoring the tough stuff or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. This is about learning how to navigate the storms, come out stronger on the other side, and even find those little pockets of joy amidst the chaos. Because trust me, there are always little pockets of joy if you know where to look. And I'm here to help you unlock that inner resilience so you can rock this journey called life with confidence and grace. Now, let's get real for a sec. Building resilience isn't about being a superwoman who conquers every obstacle single-handedly. It's about acknowledging our vulnerabilities, learning from our setbacks, and understanding that it's totally okay to ask for help. You are not alone in this journey. Remember that, beautiful soul. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember on your resilience journey. First off, embrace those imperfections. You know what? Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, and sometimes even fall flat on our faces. But guess what? Those moments of imperfection are actually gold mines. They teach us valuable lessons, help us grow, and ultimately shape who we become. Second, practice self-compassion like it's your superpower. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend after a tough day. Be kind, be understanding, and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. You deserve that love and support, even when things get messy. Remember, you are worthy of your own kindness and compassion. Third, cultivate a growth mindset. This means seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth rather than roadblocks to avoid. Ever heard the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger"? It's so true. When we face adversity head-on, learn from it, and adapt, we become more resilient and capable of handling whatever comes our way. Fourth, build a supportive network. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and celebrate your wins, big or small. Remember those amazing friends who always have your back? Nurture those relationships. They are your anchors in the storm, your cheerleaders on the sidelines, and your sounding boards when you need to process things. And finally, prioritize self-care. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely fabulous. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as your best self. This could mean anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, meditating, or simply spending time doing something you truly enjoy. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're facing a big deadline at work, your to-do list is longer than your arm, and suddenly you get hit with a surprise family emergency. Stress levels are through the roof, right? But remember those resilience tips we just talked about? Maybe you take a few deep breaths, acknowledge that feeling of overwhelm, and remind yourself that you've overcome challenges before. You reach out to your supportive friend for a pep talk and a listening ear. Then, you prioritize getting some fresh air and movement, even if it's just a quick walk around the block. You break down that giant to-do list into smaller, manageable chunks and tackle them one at a time. Suddenly, you're not drowning in chaos anymore, you're navigating it with grace and strength. See what I mean? Resilience is about having those tools in your toolbox to help you weather the storms and come out stronger on the other side. So remember, beautiful souls, you are capable of incredible things. Don't be afraid to embrace those challenges, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward with confidence and grace. And remember, I'm always here cheering you on every step of the way. Now go out there and rock it. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little extra resilience boost today, leave us a review if you're feeling inspired, and join the conversation on social media. We can't wait to hear your stories.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.